Hello and welcome to The Sound Test Live, where for some reason it feels like it's been a whole month or so since I've done this whole thing. I mean, even this I'm considering a castaway episode, so it's still off season, but that's how crazy my week has been. It's just been so filled with house moving stuff, with getting bills sorted, direct debits, appliances, carpets, curtains, all of that sort of stuff for my brand new house. So my head has been all over the place. This week has felt like a month, and it feels like I need to shake off some cobwebs and get into the swing of this whole thing, which is weird because I did do one of these last week, but man, what a compressed week that I've had. I think we'll be just about all right though, because we're taking a casual approach and it doesn't matter. So the whole point of this show is, of course, VGM celebration, video game music from all eras, all systems, way back in the 80s up to today, which is what we say every single week. And it is such a casual show this week that I don't even know what I've got on my own playlist, because it was thrown together so quickly and in such a crazy flurry that I don't even remember a lot of it. So this is going to be wild card, this is going to be fun, and a lot of it is going to take me by surprise, because of course not only have I been working so hard on moving into my new home, and I'm still not quite there yet, I'm actually properly moving in on Monday, there's been so much to sort out. Not only have I been doing that, but I've been working on the Wipeout bonus, which has literally just premiered and is a big thing on my channel already. 1 hour and 40 minutes of Tim Wright, legendary composer, also known as Cold Storage, laying it all out, basically all out, about the Wipeout series, from its music to its sound design, licensed music, the whole story of the production of the whole series behind them, and basically a load of other Psygnosis gems and racing games and all of that kind of stuff. It's one of the very best things on my channel, and I've been so glad to premiere it. So if you haven't checked that out yet, that should be the previous thing to this. Nice and easy to find. And to celebrate it, we started off this show with the Bobbing Boat version of Message, which is a Wipeout classic, but that was remixed slightly for Cold Storage's Chill Out album, which is where he redid all of his Wipeout music in a lot more chilled out, laid back kind of style, and it is well worth checking out. And we have a nice big pocket of talking about the Chill Out album as well in the podcast, so make sure that you check that out. But as I say, I really don't have a clue what's going on tonight. I'm all over the place, so I'm kind of feeling like we should just jump into some music and let my head kind of settle down, because we know I have a nice tendency to ramble, so I'm not going to dig myself into any holes right now. Let's just hear some music. We've introduced the last track, right? We've said this is a VGM show, yes, tick. We've said it's a castaway show, yes, tick. And I don't know if I've said I'm Lee Tyrrell. Hello, I'm your host for tonight, and I don't have a clue what's going on. So let's try and settle things down with a little bit of Degeneration, which is a classic old game, with music by TDK Mark Knight, who's going to be appearing in the upcoming racing special to follow on from the Wipeout bonus. So this is actually from his Degeneration HD album, where he went back and, as we like to say, pepped up his old Degeneration tunes for a new era, basically. So let's hear this snippy little pumper from Mark TDK Knight, absolute tune. Just simply called Degeneration. We'll be right back. That was the menu theme from a game called Ultimate Racing 2D that had its music done by Ian Livingston, who of course we've heard a lot from on this show before through his various work on F1 for years and years. He's been working on racing games for like decades, which is exactly why he's a huge pillar of my racing special right alongside TDK Mark Knight, which I'm going to be finishing off the script for next week, and we'll be getting on with that and hopefully getting the racing special episode of ST2 to follow up the Wipeout bonus, get that out as soon as possible, hopefully. So that was a lovely little tune from Ultimate Racing 2D by Ian Livingston, sent over to me in my emails this week. So great to hear that in lovely, lovely wave quality. Thank you for that, Ian. Really interesting game, a title that I had no idea existed, and Ian's brought to my attention. And looking at a few videos and screenshots of it, it looks exactly the kind of thing that is up my street, a kind of top-down racer, actually, which you kind of don't see a lot of these days, or rather I don't see a lot of, although I grew up on Micro Machines and all those kind of racing games, and I miss them. I sincerely miss them, and I know there has been a few Micro Machines titles and things like that, and it's just been years since I've checked in on them. But just taking a look at Ultimate Racing 2D has really whet my appetite for that kind of top-down racing thing again. I might have to get some classic Micro Machines on the go. Absolutely awesome. So you can guess that having played Mark Knight, Ian Livingston, if you're a big, big fan of the sound test and you're following things keenly, you can imagine I'm going to play something by Steve Collett, who for a while was known as Steve Rocket, who is also going to appear in my racing special round and things out into a lovely little trio of professionals, because Steve Collett has done a lot of racing stuff himself. Not only has he wrote all kinds of music and taken an interesting direction whilst doing so, basically like writing what sounds like licensed music even though it's not, he's been involved in curating a lot of playlists and licensed soundtracks and things like that anyway, so he has some very interesting perspectives on the use of licensed music. So he's again a very important part of that racing special trident of insight that we get from TDK, Ian Livingston and Steve Collett. So let's play a little bit of Steve now, only this time it's not from a racing game at all. It's from one of his main key classics in his catalogue, actually, Jelly Boy, in which he worked alongside another composer called Nick Stroud. And he talks a little bit about Jelly Boy, actually, in both my upcoming Game Boy and upcoming Super Nintendo specials as well. So there's some insight to come on this bad boy, and we're going to play something in particular from the SNES version. This is a great tune called Jungle Gym that I had never ever heard before, which is actually particularly irritating to me because I've done research on the Jelly Boy games in the past, and how this one slipped through the radar, I've got no idea. So let's just remedy that and hear it right now from Steve Collett and Nick Stroud, Jelly Boy SNES version, Jungle Gym. true VGM classic there in Magical Sound Shower from Outrun, but that was a remixed version by Chris Abbott himself, good friend of the show, who we've talked about him so much, we've interviewed him on the show, but yes, instrumental in the 8-Bit Symphony, instrumental in the strings of C64 albums and things like that that are coming out, basically behind C64Audio.com, and completely awesome how much he is keeping the torch lit for all of this stuff in the modern world. He is such a key figure in the retro scene, in the C64 scene and all of that, and this is just one of his latest works in his prolific wave of remix albums, and really just because you've also got the Rob Hubbard Straight Sid stuff coming to Spotify as well, just these ongoing onslaught of albums coming from Chris Abbott, and this is the latest, really, pretty much. That is, if I'm up to date, because I always worry with Chris Abbott, he could have slipped out another couple of albums since Arcade Classics Volume 1, and I think the majority of it concentrates on Sega stuff, but I might be wrong about that. However, that was from Outrun, and there's all sorts of awesome stuff in there. In fact, I might be able to get it up quickly and give you guys some rundowns of what kind of tracks are on there, because there's some awesome stuff. We've got stuff from Outrun, we've got stuff from Afterburner, Space Harrier, Hang On, all of these, as the title says, Arcade Classics. So this is an album that you're going to want to check out if you're a big fan of VGM, which you've got to assume that you are if you're right here listening to the Sound Test. One awesome version of Magical Sound Shower there by Chris Abbott himself. So cool to hear these remixes and stuff, because for a while I was only really hearing 8-Bit Symphony kind of stuff out of Chris, and yet he's really showing just how versatile of a talent he is, because we've been playing a few of his remixes over the past couple of weeks, and all of them just absolutely pump, and that is yet another example using the steel drum to its very limits. We've had a lot of love for that in the chat from Frederick and Lewis, and let me just say, love from me too. Gotta love a steel drum. Quick story, I guess, since we're having a casual stream, my school actually bought a set of steel pan drums when I was there, like in the last couple of years. And I was being like a big musician, and it's like my main thing. I was quite heavily involved in the music department at school. I was in like the swing band and all of that kind of thing. And yeah, they did this whole steel pan drums teaching thing, and we had a real authentic set, and it was so, so cool. And I think somebody did do Mario Brothers at some point, which would be a classic to do on there. But having that in my background at school has really helped give me a taste for that kind of thing. Hopefully Magical Sound Shower has left you with a taste for that kind of thing. But we're going to go now into something from the Genesis, the Sega Mega Drive, and we're going to hear something from Lemmings, because if you were in my Wipeout bonus, you'd be aware that it ends with a little discussion on Pugs in Space, which was an Amiga demo that Tim Wright, Cold Storage, did the music and some sound effects for. And it was later instrumental in helping him to get work in the industry and things like that. And there was an absolutely classic tune used on Pugs in Space. I think it was called Tim 3 at the time. And we end our Wipeout bonus talking about Pugs in Space and talking about an ignition noise that he recorded for it, actually. And it has that absolute banger of a tune, that version of a tune used in Pugs in Space. But it eventually showed up in Lemmings and had multiple versions across all of the different system versions of Lemmings. And it's a real banger from Lemmings. It's an absolute classic and one that I truly grew up with. And I really wanted to play it again. But for those people who were just there for that premiere of the Wipeout bonus, you've probably got the Pugs in Space version ringing pretty close in your ears. It was only about 20 minutes ago. So let's hear a different one. Let's hear the Genesis version of, basically it was called Tim 3 at first, but now in the Genesis version of Lemmings, it's called Stage Theme 10. Really is one of my favourite tunes from Lemmings, and let's hear it again, but this time with an FM synthesis twist. And yeah, let's just get into this one, because it basically gets directly into it when I click on it. So here we go, we ready? Lemmings, Stage Theme 10. We'll be right back. I can simply never resist playing a little bit of Pugsy, because that is a sound test replay, and as I've said in the chat, I don't care. What I mean by that is basically I've played it on the show before, and although I do sprinkle in tracks that I've played on the show before, I do try to avoid it so we get some fresh stuff on here, but every now and then I simply don't care, and I throw away the rules for a tune that I simply love enough, and that is exactly an example of that. The Redwoods by Matt Furness, king of the Mega Drive, as I like to say on this show, from Pugsy, a really, really cool Mega Drive game. And that follows on from our brief discussion about Pugs in Space, because really, I'm flying through this show. It's a casual show. My head is all over the place from the house moving stuff and from the Wipeout bonus. So forgive me for being a bit all over the place. But yeah, the Pugs in Space demo, I don't know if I gave enough information out about it, but was essentially one of the starts of Tim Wright's career within VGM. And doing the music for that, Tim 3, which eventually showed up in Lemmings in various different versions, that tune that we just heard, Stage Theme 10, but obviously the demo Pugs in Space, which included the character of Pugs or Pugsy, essentially walking along a street for a lot of it and then flying off in his spaceship, eventually became the main character of Pugsy, the actual game, which had the music done by Matt Furness on the Mega Drive, and I think it was Tim Wright who actually did the music, Cold Storage, on the Amiga. So yeah, that demo not only led to a tune that showed up in Lemmings, but it also showed up to the really intriguing Mega Drive gem Pugsy, which also showed up on the Amiga too. I don't think I've listened much to its Amiga soundtrack. I probably should, because I think, as I've said on the show before, Pugsy on the Mega Drive by Matt Furness is one of my absolute favourite soundtracks of all time. It is VGM glory from start to finish, and being on the Mega Drive too with that FM synthesis sound, which is just about my favourite sound, is all so perfect. So before we get into the next track, which is actually a request, we've had Kimber in the chat bring up requests actually, and when is the best time to send suggestions and requests. So we'll address that with my voice rather than just in the chat. So if you're live in the chat, feel free to throw through any requests that come to your mind in the chat, and I'll note them down as we go through. But otherwise, if you want to give requests to me in the week, you can get in touch on Twitter, where I'm at GreenT128, and that's the letter T, not T-E-A. So that's GreenT128 on Twitter. Contact me any way you like on there. My DMs are open. And Facebook as well, just search The Sound Test. It should come straight up. And you should be able to message that as well and leave little comments. So feel free to get in touch with me in the week, and I have a little rolling notes book of requests, so I'll add it to the notes and hopefully get it on the show, as long as my head isn't too scrambled. If I've forgotten anybody's requests, I'm getting quite a few thrown at me in the week at the moment, and my head is a bit scrambled, so yeah, just give me a bit of time to settle into this whole house thing. As I say, I'm actually physically moving in on Monday after getting various things sorted out, so there's still a little bit of time to go. My head's still a bit scrambled, so apologies if I miss any requests. Just give me a poke on all of the social media that I've just given out, and I'll try and get it into a show eventually. So there you go. And into a request now from Renato, who isn't in the chat today, but is a regular and is our resident Donkey Kong Country restored music genius, who keeps throwing all sorts of links to jamming Sam Miller Donkey Kong restored music, which I love so very much. And we'll come to that very soon. But he has given me two tunes this week, which is really, really cool, kind of to tie into the unfortunate death of Ennio Morricone. And is that how you pronounce it? Or is it Ennio Morricone? Because I don't want to get it right. But I think it's Ennio... No, I want to get it right, not I don't want to get it right. But I think it's Ennio Morricone, and that's a very, very sad loss in the world of music, in the world of composers, who, of course, wrote so many classic Western themes, and really a lot more beyond beyond that as well. Strangely, one of the last things he worked on was Hateful Eight. And although that soundtrack was a bit mangled and had all sorts of different music in it as well, the stuff that he had in that soundtrack was absolutely amazing. So that man never lost his touch. So strangely, we're not actually going to play anything from him because this is a VGM show, and maybe I'll try and sniff out if there's any like licensed versions of his music around, because I'm sure that there are. Or even if he did stick his finger into the VGM pie at some point, because he just might have done. But I liked these Western suggestions from Renato to play on the show today to kind of segue into that whole Western feeling that comes with the loss of Ennio Morricone. And Morricone, I'm kind of going all over the place with my pronunciations, but apologies. This is supposed to be a tribute, not a complete kick in the face to the poor man. This is supposed to be a tribute. And first up, both of these requested from Renato is from Wild Arms, a game that I don't know much about, unfortunately. And Renato keeps throwing tunes at me from games that I don't know much about. So props for that, man, because that's exactly what I love from requests, because it means I'm going to hear something I've never heard before. And this is particularly Morricone-esque. It's particularly Western sounding. It's such a tune, and it's got a lovely title too. Migratory Bird of the Wilderness, Rudy's theme from the original PS1 Wild Arms. And oh yes, this is so lovely and Western.
Thank you.
last, Gunfight from Outlaws by Clint Bajakian, I believe it is, because I've always said Bajakian in the past, but I think it's actually Bajakian, who, again, has interviews to come on the sound test. I think after the racing special, I will probably be working on several LucasArts episodes. We've talked about them in the past on the show, because I've spoken to Clint Bajakian, Peter McConnell again about his work on the LucasArts stuff, Paul Webb about his various work on the Super Star Wars kind of stuff, various Star Wars games, and George Sanger as well, George the Fat Man Sanger. And I'm wondering now whether there's a fifth person. But no, I think that's four people rounding up my LucasArts episodes, which I'll probably work on after my racing special. I've got a massive, like, tome of notes about the sound test season 2, and I always have to go back to it when I start working on a new episode. So if there's a fifth person involved in the LucasArts episode, that tome will remind me. But for now, I'm pretty sure that's the lineup of four that I've got going on the various LucasArts episodes that will be coming out. Clint Bajakian himself, who does talk about Outlaws, Peter McConnell, George the Fat Man Sanger, and Paul Webb. They're going to be absolutely beastly. They really, really are. And that's one of the reasons why I've been leaving these huge, huge episodes of ST2 to right at the end of the season, really, because they've been so massive and the scripts are going to be so ridiculous. I haven't written all of them yet that I just kind of left them till the end. And as is customary, Daisy, my dog, is having a nice little barking session off in the other room. I think she's chilled out now, though, so I don't know if you'd have been able to hear her, because she was nicely Pied Piper'd by the VGM last week. So let's see if we can pull off that trick again with, again, some more of Renato's choices since he has joined me in the show now. Hello, Renato has come into the chat just as we were playing his awesome Western choices there. Both of those were chosen by Renato and thrown at me. And he also gave me these amazing, more restored versions of Donkey Kong. And we're going to play some more of that in a little pocket here, because as we've already said in the chat, Ollie coincidentally requested the same tune, or one of the same tunes, that Renato threw at me this week. So we're going to have a little double sandwich here of Donkey Kong. We're going to hear that tune, Restored, mind, that Ollie chose, and we're also going to hear something else that Renato sent to me, and that is exactly what we're going to go into now. And the only reason why I've chosen this one is because it's basically one of my all-time favourites from the Donkey Kong Country series, from Donkey Kong Country 2, Diddy's Conquest, which is, again, pretty much my second favorite VGM album of all time. So this is big stuff here. This is a big tune for me, a restored version of Mining Melancholy by Jammin' Sam Miller. And now, have I pronounced that right? Mining Melancholy. Come on, let's get it right, Lee, on this casual show, just chilling out. And yeah, before we jump into it, though, we've had Renato ask, how's the term spaghetti western created? And Ollie has come up by saying they were filmed in Italy, he thinks. I think that's just about right, too. I think they had Italian directors as well. That was a big reason why spaghetti western became a big term. So yeah, a little bit of movie trivia there on the sound test before jumping into this gorgeous Jammin' Sam Miller restored version of, come on, let's give it a run up and let's hope that we can get this right, Mining Melancholy. We'll be right back. Right, I'm probably going to be making all of this up. So let's just say that this is might not make any sense when it comes to reality, but I think that the majority of this is true. So I think that's David Wise, who did some music for Donkey Kong Country 3. The majority of the music was done by Evelyn Novakovic, but David Wise did contribute some tunes to Donkey Kong Country 3, and that was one of them, Wrinkly 64. However, it features some melodies and gestures towards basically the main Peach's Castle theme from Super Mario 64. Now, the reason why is the thing that I'm basically going to pull out of my head and might not make sense. Is basically that Donkey Kong Country 3, if I'm not wrong, was one of those games that was released, like, seriously at the end of the Super Nintendo's lifespan. And it was kind of suffered as a result, and there were a lot of games that did. And again, I'm making all of this up, I think, but some of them were like Super Mario RPG, and definitely Super Mario World 2 was affected by this. Some of the very, very late games that came out on the Super Nintendo just kind of like did not get the popularity that they deserved because the Nintendo 64 came along with Super Mario 64 and with all of these upgraded kind of 3D graphics and things like that. So there was a kind of like a period of crossover in which certain games didn't do particularly well. In that kind of last year or so of the Super Nintendo's life. Renato said that Donkey Kong Country 3 has sold over like 2 million units, so that is a lot sold, definitely. So that probably wasn't one of the ones that was affected by it, but hey, I did say that, I didn't know what I was talking about. But there was definitely a little bit of that. I know that Super Mario World 2 was definitely affected by this kind of thing a lot. I thought Donkey Kong 3 was a little bit, but anyway, it explains the crossover in tune. The reason why is that Super Mario 64 was kind of like on the way, it was kind of happening, which is why David Wise was aware of that melody and could kind of integrate it into Donkey Kong Country 3, because Koji Kondo had already been working on Super Mario 64. Let's just hope to God that at least about 80% of what I said is right. But who really cares, because we're in the late stage of a very casual Soundtest Live. It'll probably be about 2 weeks before the Soundtest Live comes back full on, as I finish up moving into my home over the last couple of weeks. But yeah, we'll get onto a whole sound effects round by Shady and VGM Songfight Battles and all of that kind of thing. But for now, we're just chilling out with these casual Castaway shows. I think this is the third, if I'm not wrong. And we're going to go from that tune, Wrinkly 64, again restored by Jammin' Sam Miller, which was requested by Ollie and also sent to me by Renato. We're going to go into some definite requests from Ollie, some things that Ollie 100% sent over to me. And as per usual, the Ollie Pocket is going to take us in some very interesting directions, into some very interesting sounds. And up first, a game that I had never even heard of, which I'm sure is shocking, but it's kind of hilarious. Albert Odyssey. You see, Albert sounds like a pretty average guy to be having an Odyssey to me. Or is it even like his Odyssey? Is Albert like a town or something like that? But Albert Odyssey, I don't know. And Odysseys are showing up in games a lot, actually. We've had Abe's Odyssey, of course, and we're going to have Munch's Odyssey later down the line in this playlist, which is pretty much coming to an end now. But no, first up, Albert Odyssey from the Super Nintendo, chosen by Ollie, and this is a lovely snippy tune called Fire Raid. Both of these two tunes from Ollie are snippy, so let's just enjoy them. We'll be right back. Knows why I described that one as snippy. It's actually nearly 4 minutes long, and it's a nice chilled out tune. Really potential pick of the week this week, but my head is all scrambled and there's a few things that are potential picks of the week, but that is such a lovely tune from Super Metroid, Brinstar Overgrown with Vegetation. And we've had some interesting titles on today's show, so thank you for throwing that at me, Ollie. I am of course well aware of Super Metroid, and I've played as Samus many times on Super Smash Brothers. However, I've barely played much Super Metroid or any kind of Metroid game in my time. I'm well aware of the whole thing, of Samus's character and the whole kind of general backdrop, but I've not spent much time actually playing the games. So thank you for bringing that great tune to my attention, Brinstar Overgrown with Vegetation Area. Ollie always giving me the things that I kind of want to say repeatedly. I mean, this kind of gives me another excuse right off the bat here to say Bosconian. So I think a theme with you, Ollie, is you should attempt to find things that are particularly satisfying to pronounce. So that's a theme for your requests from now. It might narrow things down, but I'm interested to see what things you can pick. And I want some satisfying pronunciations, please, and things that I can actually pronounce, although that narrows things down as well. Right, so we're at the end of this casual show. We've been chilling out. I feel like I had something that I wanted to chat about, but I'm not sure, so sure that I do. Oh yeah, I wanted to pick a pick of the week, because looking back, I'm pretty certain that it's Stage Theme 10 from Lemmings, that version of Tim 3. I think it's just Tim 3 or Tim Tune 3 or something like that from the Pugs in Space demo. It really, really takes me directly back to my childhood, so I have to pick that out as the pick of the week. But that Brinstar Overgrown with Vegetation Area was a definite potential, Ollie. So keep throwing these absolute tunes at me, guys. Remember, it's at GreenT128 on Twitter or The Sound Test on Facebook. So let's end up this show, because I'm starving. I've been hungry ever since Tim Wright started going on about beans on toast in my Wipeout bonus. And I think that was like going nearly 2 hours ago now, when he does this massive analogy of making a gigantic beans and cheese toasty, essentially, and kind of comparing that to his output of music, really. And I've been hungry ever since then, so I'm going to have to go off and order some food. And this next track that we're going to finish off today's show with kind of ties into that as well, being Munch. Munch's Odyssey. I said it was coming, because I've actually been replaying Munch's Odyssey actually on my PS3, because I've been finding myself, you know, I'll admit it to you guys on this casual show, so what? I've been finding myself, it's difficult to play games at the moment, because I've got so much going on with my house move and with actually doing the sound test in the background as well, that in the times when I find that I can chill back and do something, I load up my PlayStation, I'm like, I don't know what to play, and I don't know what to do, and I find myself playing little snippets of like every game that I own and then being like, yeah, I'm not sure. So I feel like I need something. I feel like I need something new. I feel like I need something to excite me again. So in this last bit, while this banging nearly 7 minute tune remix actually from Munch's Odyssey is on, see if you guys can throw me some recommendations. Some things that I might never have heard of, I don't know. I mean, I know we get that every week with the requests and stuff, but let's focus in, because now I'm genuinely thinking, let's get something that I can play, because I'm getting so fed up with my own game library. Now let's try and pick something new. So let's try and get some recommendations in through the chat as we end up today's show. Thank you for chilling out with me tonight. Sorry if I've been a bit all over the place, but my God, this man is tired, plus hungry, and we all know that doesn't do much for professionalism whatsoever. So segue directly into this remix, and it is by Michael Bross, who did the majority of the sound design for Munch's Odyssey, Odd World, of course, but he remixed his own music once the game came out, and that is what this is. It's just called Munch Remix. It's an absolute tune. Takes me back to working on the Odd World podcast and ST1, which I'm a particularly big fan of, actually. So, yes, thank you one last time. It's been a great night chilling out, and don't forget to check out the Wipeout bonus if you haven't already. I promise you, if you enjoy the sound test, whether you've played the Wipeout games or not, it is well worth hearing, and you will come away satisfied. So until next week, hopefully, as long as I've got my internet set up okay, and I should do, Munch Remix from Michael Bross from Munch's Odyssey. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.